Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today. But if it is your first time watching, go ahead and hit the like button.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. Your boy is back in the building, and we about to have another fire podcast episode. I need y'all to go ahead, if it's your first time watching, hit the like button, please. And you probably wondering why I got to hit the like button for a corny ninja with red headphones and a red t-shirt on this Sunday. Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. We keep it 100 here. We keep it real. We don't sugarcoat. We don't coddle. And we don't pander. And if you'll return, I need you to hit the like button. And you already know, if you play back game, I need you to absolutely hit that like button. And listen, man, I know I'm early today. I told y'all on Friday I'm going to do the podcast earlier on Sunday. So don't come in here, see Marty, dang, coach, you early, you inconsistent, you ain't tell us, because I told y'all on Friday, man. So Sundays moving forward, it's going to be a little sporadic. I'm still going to do a show, but the time is going to be a little sporadic. So y'all going to have a show, all right? I'm going to make sure y'all have a show. That's what's most important. What's wrong with my buttons today? Y'all going to have a show, man. So listen, man. We're going to get in these comments, and listen, it's getting crazy out here, bro. 11:30, more like 10, what you mean? I don't even remember saying 11:30 or 10. What you mean? What's up? What you know, Joe? On my walk right now, checking in. KG, what's going on? Andy and Dolly live on a Sunday. Hey, Wicked Scorpion going to be late. The source, honest question, it's been studied that men prefer. MV133, your comment got cut off. But anyway, hey, man, why don't y'all go ahead and hit the like button? Let's get this episode started, man. All right, man, the first video we have. Listen, man, we can't glorify 400 pounds and mask it with bullshit.
Bullshit?
We can't sit here and say, well, you know, I'm 400 pounds, but I still look good, though, right? Let's check out this girl here, man, and it's the delusion, you know? People don't prioritize health. Let's check it out.
This is how I dressed up my bodysuit today, okay?
A laid-back look with bodysuit on from Shein at 440 pounds. And she's modeling the fit like this is something to flex. Dog, come on, bruh. Come on, bruh. The Humpty Dumpty side profile ain't nothing to flex.
I absolutely love it.
I absolutely love it. And the crazy thing is, this girl is like 4'11". 4'11". And we're in a society now where they praising it. You know in the comments, oh yeah, girl, you know you look good. Size don't matter. And I keep telling y'all, ladies, y'all can't listen to this shit, man. She probably can't even walk up a flight of steps.
Nope.
She probably can't walk to take the trash out.
Nope.
She can't walk to the door to get her Amazon package.
Nope.
And she worried about how cute she looked. Just worried about the wrong shit, man. Listen, ladies, get in shape and stop trying to find ways to look as cute as possible at your size.
What?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm still look good.
What?
I love it.
What?
The fact that you got to get on the internet to validate your 400 pounds is just confirmation that you don't love it. I mean, this is ridiculous. And if I'm not mistaken, I think she got a black boyfriend.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's getting crazy. Not saying that she can't have a boyfriend at that size. But if you do have a boyfriend at that size, the man is just encouraging it.
What?
But like I tell y'all, man, y'all got to go against the grain. Y'all got to go against these narratives because they only going to encourage y'all to get bigger. Because Big Back is Big Back billion-dollar business like we always talk about. And Shane ought to be ashamed of themselves for having women like this as their ambassadors or influencers or whatever you call it, affiliates. I'm assuming, of course, that this is what that is. But they ought to be ashamed of themselves. The clothing companies, the food companies, and Big Pharma are all contributing to this shit. Now let me shut up because I ain't trying to fuck nobody's paper up. I'm just trying to help the people that want to be helped. But that's the absolute truth. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And I'm killing y'all. And it's only the first video. Hit the like button. I told y'all we keep it real here. No sugar coating, no fluff, and none of that Big Back stuff. No sugar coating, no bullshit.
Bullshit?
And I'm C. Marty Fit. Bars. Oh, man. SAG, what up, man? Guess her weight. Well, we saw it was 440. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
She need another boy, ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Because that was crazy. Why do Big Back women always have their hair slicked back? Isn't it better for a more oofier hairstyle? I have no idea. Humpty Dumpty. She might have a death wish, man. Spider-Mo would take that down. Yes, he would. Her gut literally touches her knees. Facts. Marty, you're being intolerant, toxic, and fatphobic. You know in order to be tolerant, you have to accept everyone's bullshit. We ain't accepting that bullshit. Gut on your knees. Sexy red voice. Egg shape. Definitely egg shape, man. Hey, let's keep it going, man. Hit the like button. It's Sunday, man. Sunday afternoon on these Big Backs.
Big Back activity.
All right. Black people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Now, they told me that it's harder for black people to lose weight.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
They said the diets don't work the same for black people.
The diet don't work for you the same.
But we never address how black people eat.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We don't address how anybody eats in America, but the black community specifically. They think that they have to eat Popeyes and fried chicken and all this stuff. So let's check out this black couple, this Big Back black couple.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's check out this Big Back black couple and see their eating habits. Mind you, this guy has 17 million followers on TikTok. Doing this shit. Yeah, we're cooked. We have black people glorifying eating food. I'm sure he has supporters of all races if he got 17 million followers. But you know, it's some black people support.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yeah, this is insane. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Hold on, it's almost over. I'm going to tell you this.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
The world is so cooked now that they're going to tell you that these people have to eat like this because they live in a black neighborhood and they live in a food desert.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
These people right here are ruining the black community. And the black community is going to make excuses for it.
Nope.
The black community wants to be grown when it's time to get degrees, buy a house, and adjacent things. But when it's time to take accountability for your health and fitness and what you're putting in your body and skipping the gym, now motherfuckers ain't adults all of a sudden. Now motherfuckers don't have control over their actions. This is insane. I'm gonna get attacked for people not taking care of themselves, calling it out. And look what people post. Look what people monetize. It's kids on this app. What you think the kids saying? And you wonder why we got big back kids. But this right here is ridiculous, man. I'm going to tell y'all this, man. Go out of your way to improve your algorithm so this shit don't pop up. Because this is sad. Black people got to do better. America got to do better. And we got to keep killing y'all on this episode. Yes, sir. Let's check these comments. I know y'all love this one. Tasha, what's good?
Welcome to the show.
Wait, I know this guy. They are the ones that were eating that demon goat entity's head. I don't even know what the fuck. That's nasty. Disgusting coon behavior. We're going to talk about coons shortly. If you're not in the black community, a coon is someone who goes against black people and what black people are supposed to think. They call it whiteness, or they call it Uncle Tom. You know, if you ever heard that phrase, things of that nature. Coon shit, absolutely. It's always a seafood boil. Decent protein, but slathered in gallons of butter, salt, and sugar. Yeah, who cares how much protein is in there? Excuse me, with all that salt and butter. I think they might be African. I mean, they could be African, but they're in America. They're in the United States of America. So they're probably American citizens. Now, I know y'all do all this, and Frost Night, this ain't nothing against you. But what black people will do is, everybody's black, but as soon as they do something that embarrasses black people, now it's, oh, they Caribbean. They African. If you got black skin and you're a United States citizen and you have a United States passport, you're a ninja. Don't try to separate now. They ninjas. Ain't nobody going out of their way to find out where their parents are from or where their grandparents are from. That's fucking disgusting. Peace, fam. My transformation lifestyle change has spilled over to my wife, and she now is starting to meal prep and eat healthier. My best friend as well. We love to see it. That's what we here for, man. You know? That's what we here for, man. I always tell y'all, you know, you can't force someone to change. All you could do is lead by example. Right? And that good energy, you know, God willing, is going to rub off at some point and some time. Eating like it's the Last Supper, no home training. What food is that, Unc? I don't even know what that was, man. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. Oh, my God. ew, what the hell did I just come into? Even if you live in a food desert, not hard. Gotta K your calories, gotta count your calories and get whole foods. This feels like buffoonery, like a minstrel show. Playing up stereotypes for money, pure coonery. And that's the real coons. Why is it that when you stand up for when black people do some bullshit, why is it that you get called a coon? But the ones that make black people look bad ain't coons. Live on a Sunday. What up, Joe Thomas? I was already full for my lunch today, but that genuinely looks disgusting. Might not eat for the rest of the day having that replay in my mind. Thanks, C. Marty. And you're welcome. he did suck his hand. Pause.
No, did he, you know?
I saw that. I ain't want to say nothing. Shayna, I'm here meal prepping, and YouTube recommended this to me. I don't know if I'm disgusted or inspired. Hey, Shayna, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
And we glad you came in at the right time. Oh, Shayna, welcome to the show, man.
Welcome to the show.
Happy Sunday. What up, Shy? This morning at church said, don't blame the devil. He didn't make you eat that extra donut. I almost lost it. Oops. Do we need to say a prayer on this good Sunday? Lord, we ask that you help these Americans, Africans, Caribbeans, or anybody else with black skin, Afro-Latina, to stop embarrassing the black community in America and get it together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Even if you live in a food desert, it's still not hard to track your calories and eat whole food. Oh, that's what you meant. The pastor said, I think I knew what you meant. Happy Sunday, Shayna. They're tethers for sure. They call me tether on Instagram and TikTok all the time. He tried to deflect to the Africans. Nope, they niggas just like us.
You know, black people.
No.
Yo, I can't stand that, bro. And it's crazy because I'm American. I'm an American black, foundational black American, whatever you want to call it. And when people get mad at me, they always say, where's he from? As if my mom was Jamaican and my dad was Trinidadian, that would change some shit. I was still born in the United States and I'm an American black. What is wrong with y'all? Shout out Mamba Rose. Ghetto black people are always the ones that want to call other people Uncle Tom or a coon for not acting like stereotypes, man. What did I miss? Another zesty foodie making garbage disposal cuisine similar to that. Just catch the replay, Shy. Of course, you're welcome for the warm welcome. What is a tether? Another buzzword used by losers who don't go outside. Exactly. All right, let's keep this episode going, man. We got this girl here, and there's no sound. No sound. But you see, she's moving her hands back and forth to that Usher song. What's the Usher song that's trending right now? But it says anti-fatness rooted in anti-blackness. Anti-fatness is rooted in anti-blackness. Anti-fatness is rooted in anti-blackness. In other words, if you're against people being out of shape, unhealthy, you want better for yourself, your family, your friends, you are anti-black.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And this is what I'm talking about, where somehow, and I'm not going to get political because we can go crazy with this. They're going to shut my stream down if I really go where I want to go with this. But somehow being obese and overweight has been linked to being in the black community. It's been linked to being black if you're fatter.
Nope.
Now, if you want to say black women are built differently, you know, they tend to have bigger butts, thicker thighs, I'm cool with that. But straight up obese is not anything related to the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Because you don't want to be fat and you don't want to be unhealthy. You want to live longer for your kids. You might want to see your grandkids. That does not mean that you hate black people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And you would think that this shit is a joke, but people seriously think that. They think you're anti-black, and just like the other day, we showed the proof. Shayna, I know it's your first time here, but they said if you don't want to be if you like fitter, slimmer women, you're a pedo. You're a pedophile. So it's crazy out here. The propaganda is doing numbers on the black community.
You know, black people.
No.
I mean, it's not even, this isn't even something complex. There's endless science to back up the health issues related to obesity, the health issues related to living a sedentary lifestyle. The information is out there. And it's unfortunate because everything is about money. Again, I don't want to stop anybody's pockets. I'm just trying to help the people that want help. Everything is about money. And so you'll go to the people who you think are going to have your best interests. They're going to tell you, if you need to, hey, you need to tighten up. But unfortunately, we have people in the medical industry that are telling folks they're perfectly fine and perfectly healthy. So you'll have a 400-pound woman on my video. I just went to the doctor and got my blood tested. You're 400 pounds and you're 5'5". I don't care what that doctor told you. There's no way that you're healthy. If you're so healthy, let me see you get on the fucking Stairmaster for 5 minutes.
Nope.
Oh. Oh, okay. At level one, get on there for 5 minutes. Let's see how healthy you are. Let me see you get up out the car. Let me see how difficult that is for you. But I mean, this shit is getting crazy, bruh. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I don't care. You call me a coon, tether, Uncle Tom, hate my mother, misogynist. Call me whatever you want to. I really don't give a fuck. You're uneducated. What the fuck does education have to do with it? One, I am educated. Two, what the fuck does education have to do with this? You don't have to be educated. Pick up a fucking book. do a Google search. It's crazy out here, man. But I've actually seen this lady before. If I'm not mistaken, this is her whole brand doing this bullshit. I'll pull it back up. This is her whole brand. Look at them fat ass hands. Them thick ass hands.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
But I mean, we're cooked. You know, black women, I hate that, you know, y'all counterparts, you know, can give such bad information. Can be so extreme in their views. And women tend to groupthink. I love y'all ladies. It's a fact. But you're going to have women not even try to educate themselves on this situation. But just because a black woman said it, they're going to listen to a black woman.
I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
I'm just saying, bro. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. I mean, we could talk about that shit all day. No matter where you're from, folks will let you know your black folks, you know, your black folks need to stop getting it twisted. Facts. It's always got to be a black woman acting like a stereotype, smacking her hands like she about to fight. Doing everything except exercise.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Facts, Frost. That's dumb as fuck. If you want to be unhealthy, that's on you. Some of us trying to live long, healthy lives. Here we go again. Making this bullshit claim. Merging racism and obesity. So sick of this shit. When you know better, you do better. If you want to pacify yourself, then so be it. Absolutely. I don't know, C. Marty. They said you aren't a real black mom if you aren't fat. Yo, that video was so crazy, bro. One, black people aren't the only fat people. Two, why is fatness synonymous with blackness in the first place? The fuck? It's crazy, man. Just throwing a guess out there. One is political. Two, you got majority of black women are obese. So if I want to win these black women's vote, I'm going to make them feel like it's okay to be fat. If I was a politician trying to get a vote, that's what I would do. So it makes sense in my mind. That's all I'm gonna say. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling the truth. Anti-fatness only counts for women, but will count against men. Man, anti-fatness equals anti-blackness. The BMI is racist. Love when fat activists say this as a way of acting like they're really fighting racism. There's nothing rebellious about not doing shit. And this is the thing, though. They be so gung-ho off racism and the only quote-unquote racism they're experiencing in their lives is this battle of obesity. And not to say that nobody experiences racism. That's not what I'm trying to say at all. But these women who do this shit tend to have never experienced any racism in their life. I'm just saying. That's H-A-E-S type of rhetoric. What's that? This is sad that she equates being obesity to being black. Stop dumping that propaganda onto our community, let alone mediocrity, man. They're healthy for now, exactly. A 400-pound woman can go on a dating app and get 400 matches. It's true. It's true, but the thing is, she is going to get low quality matches and a whole bunch of ninjas trying to hit. It's not going to be a lot of people trying to wife, but there will be some simps trying to wife. It's definitely going to be some simps on there that'll give her the world, that'll worship the ground she walk on. I'll never understand it. Only Diddy like the moves and beer belly, something to fondle with and grab from the back. Oh, wow. There's nothing that real racists love more than seeing you and your mediocrity and believing the stereotype for yourself. If that ain't a bar.
Let him cook.
400 pounds of woman also wants a fit man, but gets mad when he wants the same. Make it make sense, man. But they say science doesn't apply to black people. The heart disease statistics must be a coincidence. Man, you can't bring up stats either. Stats are racist. What the hell is a tether, though? You didn't answer my question. I mean, you kind of answered it. It's the same category as Coon, Uncle Tom. I don't really know how to define it other than going against the black narrative. That's what that is. Big facts. I think some of these people just rage baiting for engagement. Oh, my God, I'm swimming an extra mile today. The rolls on her neck tell me everything. That's in them thick-ass hands. To be real, only women come up with excuses, especially with academic lingo for their behavior. Yeah. And they come up with these terms to seem smarter than the next person, right? I have my education. Then they come up with some crazy-ass term that only they can define that doesn't apply to anyone else. The fuck? Meal prep, get your ass in the gym instead of doing bullshit, stupid videos and pushing bullshit. Yep. Black women are the most obese. Hey, yo.
No Diddy, you know.
Don't get me kicked out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Don't stop the cap. Don't get me kicked out today. I can't remember the last time I experienced direct racism. I don't care. Facts. It's always liberal, fat, white women with the bookworm glasses saying that shit. Yep. Yep. It is. It's facts. Health at every size. Oh, fuck no. Hell no. Get that shit out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
But like 399 of those matches are lame dudes. Yep. The one match she does like probably ain't going to respond. Tether's a black person that did not come from enslaved black Americans like blacks from the Caribbean or Africa. There we go. That's how I say. I don't even know the definition of that. Black people who are second-gen citizens whose parents aren't born in America. There you go. Yeah. I didn't even know what it was. I just tell you what they called me. All right, man. Bookworm fat black women with poor hygiene. All right. Hey, let's keep this thing going, man. We got this big back girl. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. This big back girl says she is an 8. An 8 out of 10. Y'all let me know if she's an 8.
Everyone to rate their looks on a scale of 1 to 10. Their looks. We'll start with you. We'll go around the table. Go ahead.
8. So.
Oh man.
Five.
Okay.
Times 10.
Oh brother.
7. 8.
Uh oh.
6.5.
I'd say 7.58.
Uh-oh.
I used to say 6. I'm a 5.
Keep watching. Keep watching.
Beautiful women. How could I ever not humble myself down to a 4, really? Do you think you're 7.5?
Here we go. Here we go. Watch.
I said 8.
Oh. Why did you come to that value, Jen?
Your perception of your truth is not the same for myself or you, or anyone else.
Yeah, what is, oh, brother. What is truth in a world, and that also, you're an 8?
But to be fair, also, it's interesting to claim to be so religious and so close to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And
boom, right there. So first of all, you have the woman who's not as big as her defending that bullshit of her saying that she's an 8. And then they try to make you feel bad and bring Jesus into it. Now watch white boy cook.
So negative.
To tell the truth?
No, I'm just saying, just to be so
what
negative.
Would Jesus do? He'd be like, you're a 10, he sweetheart. Turn the
other- Jesus would not call her a 10. Jesus would keep it 1,000. I don't know why people think Jesus was this nice dude lying and pandering. I don't know. What Bible did y'all read? And anyone that was chosen, any man that was chosen by God, I don't know why you think they was nice and pandering. Jesus, I mean, God was choosing killers. God was choosing men that caught a body. Moses caught a body before he went to the promised land. So I don't know where this comes from.
He would turn the other cheek.
If I believed he would turn the other cheek.
He would love me as one of God's children.
Yes.
He would.
God would be very upset with you.
Know that if my journey and my life,
but you know your too, whether he loves you or not.
And you know what? Being is not bad.
Being fat is not bad.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Let's look at this one more time.
Why did you come to that value, Jen?
Your perception of your truth is not the same for my...
So that's another issue. Your perception of your truth. Okay? There's no such thing as your truth or my truth. There's only the truth. And this is the mindset that keeps these women big back.
Big back activity.
And keep these women with a big ass belly.
Belly, belly?
Self or anyone else. Back.
Yeah, what is, I mean, what is truth in a world,
and
that
also,
you're an 8?
But to be fair, also, it's interesting to claim.
And it, ladies, you have a woman who would lose her mind if she woke up at your size. If that woman who's defending it, bringing up Jesus, which is idiotic in this example, by the way. If she woke up the same size as Big Red Dress, Big Apple, she would lose her mind.
To be so religious and so close to Jesus, mm-hmm. and be so negative.
To tell the truth?
No, I'm just saying, just to be so
what
negative.
What would Jesus do? He'd be like, you're a 10,
he
sweetheart.
Turn the
forget
other
objective
he would,
reality.
He would turn the other cheek. If I believed he would turn the other cheek.
He would love me as one of God's children.
Yes.
He would have known that if my journey and my life embarrassing.
But you know you're religious. Too, whether he loves you or not.
And you know what? Being is not bad.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's cooked out here, y'all. It's cooked. It's cooked. This is the shit you got to deal with. These are the people I'm arguing with in the comments. Now, I only argue in the comments because it pushes my content in the algorithm. I know I'm not going to, like, change these people's opinions. And people actually are entertained by reading the comment section. But this shit is crazy. It's getting crazy out here, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. I'm killing y'all. Let's get in these comments. I guess I'm a tether then. Hey, yo. She mean 8. 8 out of 10, size 8. More like a 18. 8 as in 8. Looks are subjective, and I have to say that BBW in the red is a 4. She might be a 2. She definitely ate a lot of food. 8 out of 100. Jesus would point her to the scripture that said gluttony is one of the 7 sins. I mean, that's why a lot of these Christians are fake Christians. Not that I'm the holiest person on earth. But a lot of these Christians are so contradictory. It makes no sense. All the losers in these podcasts are arguing with women. Women are really not that interesting. Man, shut up, bro. They think Jesus was soft and simp that subscribed to an OnlyFans.
Let him cook.
Man. Cringy to be arguing over that shit. I mean, it is cringy, bro, but, you know, you get you go get people to watch it because it's so crazy. I mean, we reacting to it, you know. They get your bag, man. And this economy, I ain't judging unless it's OnlyFans. Get your bag. I ain't judging unless it's mukbangs. Get your bag. I ain't judging unless it's something detrimental or harmful, you know. And this actually, these podcasts could be harmful when you think about it. But hey, man, we reacted to it, so they doing something right. Do you think they had to get a special seat or change the door width of the entrance studio to get her in there? Probably. These people clearly never read the scripture, always thinking God is a nice guy. Man, folks better hope Jesus don't come back. Folks better hope Jesus come back. And that thought keeps my act together. Jesus ain't going upside my head when he come back. I didn't know these people existed during those biblical times. Right. I'm sure that Jesus would have cured her of her obesity and told that obesity and gluttony are one of the seven deadly sins. Yep. Fuck out of here. Rosie is a known feeder pandering to her audience. She's delusional. Is that her name, Rosie? Oh, I didn't see this comment. Is that Rosie? I'm not sure. I don't know who that is. Where is her neck? Ain't no neck.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
You know, the whole room smelled like Chunk Funk. I believe I saw not too long ago the girl in the red say that she's abandoning fat acceptance and wanted to lose weight. Well, Lizzo, they all want to lose weight at some point. Rosie can't even stand to meal. Can't even stand to meal prep yogurt. She's mentally ill. Oh, wow. Jesus called out people when he was here, and he would call him chauvinistic, fatphobic, intolerant, and a slut shamer, meaning Jesus told the truth, not what you want to hear. Yep. Being fat is not bad is a crazy statement. Man, that's why I stopped going to church. I couldn't be around a bunch of these weird, phony Christians. Whew, another topic for another day. Oh, shoot, Rosie with the kink. Oh, is this Rosie?
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
I ain't put that together. That's right, Rosie. That might be her. I'm going to look at her again in a second. It is. I've seen her in Gore World. She binges and does OnlyFans feeder content from what I heard. Okay, that's her. So this is
everyone
her.
Everyone, to rate their...
Like your attention.
He was children.
Yes.
He would have known.
So this is the woman that said this.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
Okay, I got you. Well, Rosie taking an L, and this podcast is a W. Let's keep it going.
Dom the Monko.
All right, man, we got a little bit of education. We got why women need to lift weights. Let's check it out. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, too.
Have to put down the mamby pamby pink weights that we do 20 sets right. of because we don't want to bulk up. You're never going to bulk up unless you do it purposely. We must lift as heavy as our bones will let us.
Why is it so important for women to lift heavy? Well, yep. After age 30, women naturally start losing muscle. It's slow at first, but then during menopause, it speeds up. This is called...
And you know what? They a lot of women come on my page and say, well, you don't understand. You don't go through menopause. Well, menopause is probably more of a reason to get your shit together.
Sarcopenia, and it's a big reason why your metabolism slows down and your body starts to feel different. And for your bones, it's the same story. Most women lose up to 20% of their bone density after entering menopause. And that's...
Big facts. And if your metabolism is slowing down, and muscle is what can help increase your metabolism. Obviously, you have to eat clean and be consistent with the build of muscle. Why would you not want to lift weights?
That's what leads to osteoporosis. It's why so many women end up injured, in pain, or just feeling fragile. But here's the thing. This doesn't just happen because you're getting older. It happens because no one ever told you how to stop it.
No one told you how to stop it. And this is... something, you know, in our society is still, you would think in 2025, it would be more of a universal, you know, idea to be like, okay, weights are probably important. Maybe I should lift weights. Maybe weights don't make women bulky anymore. Mm. There's a lot of science that doesn't prove it.
Nope.
I mean, there's a lot of science that proves it doesn't make you bulky.
Nope.
But still, in 2025, that's not the case. And the people who are consistently in the gym, the women who are consistently in the gym, are probably 1% of the women on earth.
Most women are told to tone, to do more cardio, to pick up the 3-pound dumbbells. And whatever you do, don't lift heavy weights because you'll end up bulky, right?
Crazy.
But it's that exact advice that's been
As if people got bulky on accident.
Holding you back. You see, lifting heavy sends a signal to your body. We need this muscle. Keep it. Build more of it. And muscle doesn't just make you look better. It makes you stronger, leaner,
Facts.
More protected as you age. It
Facts.
Strengthens your bones, balances your hormones, helps manage fatigue, blood sugar, and even hot flashes.
Yep.
Muscle makes you live better. Research shows that women who lift just 3 times a week have more lean muscle, less fat, better energy, and fewer menopausal symptoms. And
yep.
No, it's not about trying to be a bodybuilder. It's
nope.
about progressing. Little by little over time. Because you don't have to be fragile. You just have to choose to be strong.
You don't have to be fragile. You just have to choose to be strong. He dropped a lot of gems there. But like I said, man, menopause and all the things women go through, there's so much science to show that lifting weights is only going to help you. So why would you avoid it, right? And even the other day, I was showing this lady the leg presses at the gym. She was like thinking about training or whatever. So I was showing her the leg presses. And she said, oh, no, that's for men.
Nope.
And there was literally a woman on there pressing like 3 plates on each side, 4 plates on each side. I said, how you going to say it's for men? It's a woman right there. And she was like, my knees. And it's
nope.
It's just, you know, obviously, you know, she's there at the gym to learn and to be taught. But it's honestly sad, man. It's sad that women, they see physically strong as something just for men. Like a woman can't be physically strong. I think that shit is insane. Like women just supposed to be weak and fragile. And it's just that ain't the case. But ladies, get in the gym, lifting weights. And let's keep killing this podcast. I can't tell you how many times the average man and woman are afraid to lift heavy. We have a bench press competition at work where we're supposed to bench press our own body weight for reps. Man, that's lit. That clip is gold backed by science. What's up, Jennifer? Girl word is rampant right now. Dank Fupa has absolutely encaptured me. Can't look away. Oh, you must have just joined late, I think. What's up, Kirsten? And a lot of the gym members were scared at the thought of benching their own body weight. That's crazy. This is super motivating. I'm in my early 20s and started strength training since January of this year. I've been able to lose fat and build muscle, so I'm encouraged to keep going and keep it going. People already bulky from the buffet line. Yeah, what does bulky mean? Because I see a lot of bulky people at Golden Corral. Excuse me. And Chick-fil-A. Nowadays, women are more scared to lift heavy due to the fact that they have a lot of self-doubt about how much they can lift or they're afraid they're going to hurt themselves. Yep, that's facts. Doing cardio only isn't enough. You need strength training. You need cardio. You need balance. Big facts, Jabari. Late gang, playback gang. Big Spider in the building after finishing rock climbing. Marty, you be welling on them live schedule times. What I tell y'all?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Didn't I tell y'all I was going to be doing it earlier on Sunday? Didn't I tell y'all Friday night? Ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what
but,
people.
Back to what Jabari said. I just thought about something when I don't care. I'm talking about this shit now. It's been over a year. I had this girl who stopped training with me. She said we lift weights too much and she needs more hit. I said, yo, you're not even following a meal plan. So yes, weights aren't effective for you right now. You're not eating clean, right? She told me I need to wait for a TikTok recipe. I'm waiting for that to eat clean. But I brought that up because she went to a trainer who does more HIIT. And this ain't hate. This ain't no hate or anything like that. I'm not. Look, man, I told the trainer, I know him. I said, get your bag. I said, good luck, but get your bag. But anyway, she went to the trainer who does more HIIT. But she's still fat. I guarantee if she would have continued weight training, continued progressive overload, got her freaking diet in check,
nope,
she would look like a totally different girl now. But, you know, people focus on that cardio and focus on that HIIT and don't dial into the actual weight training and the actual nutrition. And they just become a smaller fat version of themselves and essentially going back to the original fat version of themselves, if not fatter, because they don't dial in on the things that are most important. I'm killing y'all today. I lift heavy stuff around my house all the time. Don't have to ask for help. That will benefit me when I'm older. Absolutely. It did say 230, though. Yeah, it did say 230. It did, but I was actually supposed to go earlier than that from what I said on Friday. So, yeah. So, hold up. You back to an earlier time, Sundays or just 2 days? Nah, I don't know what time. I don't have a time for Sunday. I don't have a time for Sunday. Sometimes it's going to be at night. Sometimes it's going to be in the morning. Strength training, where is that? Food changes everything. She want a quick fix. I'm not even doing that today with you, bro. Hey, get Spider-Mo out of here, man.
You're out.
You can't do HIIT all the time. Too much high-intensity training can burn you out. Mix it up. My dietitian is what changed the game for me. I'm down 60 pounds. I always lifted, but the diet bed everything. Let's keep it going, man. We got some more education. Oh, we got this girl here is talking about how when you say you're going to eat healthy or you're going to avoid certain foods, they say you have an eating disorder.
A video saying, will that cookie taste as good as being shredded on the beach? No, then put it down and walk in. And then everyone and their mama decided that I have an eating disorder. I literally eat 2,500 calories a day of real nutrient-rich foods. I train hard, and I eat food that's going to make me feel good. But the second I say no to a cookie, oh my God, Logan has an eating disorder. People do not like discipline, and they don't want to own up to the fact that maybe the reason they're not getting the results they want is because they're way too soft on themselves.
Way too soft. Yeah, I'm just going to have one cookie.
Nope.
That shit turned to five cookies.
Nope.
You know, everyone wants to talk about balance, and yeah, you can still eat cookies and get lean. But a lot of you guys use balance as an excuse to constantly go off your plan. And that's why you're stuck and not getting the results you want. Because every time you're faced with a choice, you decide to cave and just go off your plan. And I'm not saying you can't ever eat a cookie. Like, if that's what you want to go do it, diva.
You could definitely do that.
But I know for me, when I'm eating that type of food, it leads me to, like, spiral and get all these cravings again and, like, I know how that food makes me feel. I feel like shit after. I've just realized that the temporary
satisfaction
is not worth how I feel afterward. So I'm not going to put that into my body. And it's not an eating disorder. It's having self-respect.
And some damn discipline. That's the problem. Folks don't have no type of discipline. And that carries into other areas of your life. And then y'all fake-ass Christians don't have no discipline. And that's one of the biggest lessons in the Bible. But that's another topic for another day.
Respect yourself enough to not treat your body like a fucking garbage can. So if having discipline offends you and hearing someone say, put the cookie down, offends you, you respectfully just probably don't belong here. And that's okay. Go watch someone else that's going to tell you.
Go watch some mukbangs.
It's okay to eat that stuff. Because I'm not going to sugarcoat it, and I'm just going to be real with you. You got to lock the fuck in if you want to look a certain way. You've had balance your whole life. Like, it's time to actually get serious about what you want. I remember hearing someone say, like, oh, like, how often should I get a cheat meal? And this coach was like, your whole life has been a cheat. You don't get cheat meals.
Oh, man. That is a crazy bar. Your whole life has been cheat meals. Think about it. You have enough cheat meals for the past 6 years. So when you get started on your journey, the last thing you need to be worried about is having a cheat meal. One, you don't have the discipline to eat the cheat meal and get back on track. Two, what are you doing this training for? Why are you investing money in a trainer when you're trying to get to a cheat meal as quickly as possible? You're paying me to get you on a different track and on a different path. And you want to get to the cheat meal as quickly as possible. And these same people will feel bad. I mean, they try to make you feel bad for being on top of your shit. You have an eating disorder. No, the cookie has fucking 500 calories. I don't want it. If my daily intake is 2,000 or no, she said 2,500 a day. Why am I going to waste 1/5 of my caloric intake on a damn cookie with zero nutrients, zero protein, and all carbs and sugar? Why am I going to do that? That's not an eating disorder. That's actually pretty smart. It's pretty strategic, idiot. And I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. I mean, it's crazy, bro. It's ridiculous out here. If all you're doing is hit, but you're eating shit, you must have quit. Don't listen to them. You'll live longer. Got to change my screen name, but I finally made it live. What's good, y'all? JJ, man, what's good? I was nervous she was going to be one of those skinny fit girls defending fat acceptance crap, but thank God that wasn't the case. Nah, that wasn't it, man. Personally, I don't do hit or burpees, just consistency and locking in, and it ain't nothing wrong with that. People say anything is an eating disorder. How are you obese worrying about your relationship with food? Make it make sense. If you have nothing you'll say no to, you'll fall for anything. Facts. America makes it so eating clean is abnormal. Straight propaganda. This is so true. That bad food usually give you the lazy itis. Yep. People's cheat meals aren't cheat meals. They're cheat months, cheat years, cheat lives. They never end up with the body they want. And that's why trainers charge what they charge, because they don't want to deal with bullshit. As quiet as it's kept, there's nearly no such thing as a cheat meal when you cook actually enjoyable, healthy meals. Your cravings aren't the same as they used to, and you won't even enjoy the cheat meal. Yep. People have fat taste buds, so regular food isn't seen as good. Fat ass taste buds. Food should be treated as fuel and nutrition, not entertainment or pleasure. This changed the game for me. Definitely changes the game. To be honest, fuck looking good. How about feeling good? More energy, higher self-esteem. List goes on. When you based on looks, I think it dampens your motivation to change because it's superficial, not spiritual. I agree. You should care about how you look, but how you feel should definitely be a priority, because if you're, you know, if you starving yourself to try to, attain a certain look, that's probably not healthy. If you do it one time so you look good on vacation, that's one thing. But if you're living your life like that, that's not healthy either. Ain't nobody trying to eat mangoes and berries all day with her clipboard cheeks. Man, you're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're up.
This ninja here, bro. I think obese people are the ones with the eating disorder. Yep. Not only does that bad food make you lazy, and makes you act like a coon, too. Facts. All right, we got this guy here talking about alcohol. Let's see what he has to say. And make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
If I came home every day after work and took one of these pills, you'd tell me I have a problem. But if I came home and drank two of these beers, well, that's no problem. In fact,
they're going to say it's healthy.
In fact, you might even say it's healthy.
If I show up to the party with the intention of drinking all 12 of those Coca-Colas, well, you might think it's a little unhealthy. Some of you might even think it's weird. But when I bring 12-pack of beer, well, now we're just having a good time.
Dude, look at how backwards Americans think. When you look at this shit, I mean, both are unhealthy, but one is going to do more damage than the other. And it's considered normal.
If you ask me to stop drinking Sprite for 30 days, well, that's a no-brainer. I could do that. But if you ask me to stop drinking alcohol for 30 days, I'm going to give you every excuse in the book why I can. I just don't want to.
You don't want to, and people going to make you feel bad for it.
I never realized how much of a hold alcohol had on me until I got sober. If you want to live a healthy life, put the alcohol down.
Man, bars right there. And when you, you know, if you decide to give it up forever, you know, that's fine. You know, some people, you know, like myself, partake in it a couple times a year. And that's fine, too. You know, as long as you got some discipline and know how to control yourself. But the binge drinking all the time, the doing it every weekend, the doing it consistently, it's just detrimental. And you're damn sure not going to get the body that you want. It's impossible. It's impossible. And if you look good while drinking alcohol consistently, imagine what you would look like if you got rid of it. You know, if you can't go somewhere and have a good time without it, you got to look in the mirror, you know. There's some other issues that need to be addressed. You know, you should be able to go anywhere and have fun sober, have fun with yourself, you know. I pride myself on that. I'm going to have fun wherever the fuck I'm at, you know, alcohol or not. But and if you're talking about production and mental clarity and being sharp and being on top of your game, you know, why are you drinking all the time? There's no way you're going to reach your best potential. You know, we could talk about fitness, but we could take this conversation outside of fitness. And of course, there's always going to be some anomalies. There's always going to be an outlier. Well, this person drinks all the time and they're, you know, they're super rich and made this company and this and that. Yeah, of course, there's going to be some outliers, but there's plenty of successful people who don't do that shit. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're trying to hit your fitness goals. Keep that in mind when you're trying to elevate in business, career. Keep that in mind when you're interacting with your family and friends, too, because that affects your mind. You see, it's going to make you want to have some bad food. Hey, you crashing out in the Popeyes.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Hey, you at the barbecue crashing out.
It's barbecue in there.
Hey, you at the drive-thru ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
So keep that in mind, man. Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man.
Dom DeMarco, Marco, DeMarco.
Let's see. Where we at in these comments? Y'all going ham in the comments. Where we at? Apparently, you're a square for not wanting a beer or not wanting to smoke weed. But a lot of people that do... Due to have insecurities. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think I read that one. Beer is so nasty to me. I'm sorry. I asked my dad how he enjoys the taste, and he says he's gotten used to it. Oh, yeah.
Why ain't no way, boy?
I don't get it. Speaking of Christians, if you cuss, you go into hell, but we stay praying over food that's unhealthy as hell. Oh, man.
Dom DeMarco, Marco, DeMarco.
Just a theory I have. And I'm no saint. I never got on here and act like I was a saint. If you're not Christian, you know, just bear with us for a second. But if you are a Christian, when that day comes, when you got to talk to God in heaven, and he looking at your life, and he got you versus me. I said the cuss words. You was eating healthy and being sedentary and not taking care of your temple. I thank God letting me in before he let you in.
I'm just saying,
bro. If ninjas out here working hard, living on their purpose, taking care of their body, trying to be productive, and I say a couple cuss words, ain't nobody perfect. You out here ain't no production, all big back food, drinking every weekend, talking to ninjas that you ain't supposed to be talking to. You talking to drug dealers and killers. And big back ninjas that's keeping you lazy and they lazy too. I think God let me in before you, man. Cancel me. You know a society's in decline when the right things are considered wrong and the wrong things are considered good. We're cooked, man. Yeah, we can go crazy with that conversation. That drink be hitting. It's definitely discipline. Oh, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Get Lily out of here. The drink be hitting. The drink be hitting.
I'm not going to say ninjas. What race, what people.
Ninjas letting some alcohol. Ninjas going to drink. Also, I'm a Christian too. These same Christians will scold you for cussing, but they'll say, I can't do that, bro. I can't do that, bro. I can't do that one. Yo, I'm not doing it. Not today, bro. Not today. Yo. We not doing that today, bro. Not today, Brown Baldy. I can't do that one today. Went on a trip with my bros, and one of them drank a whole bottle of Jack in 2 days. What? And was pissed when I only had one shot. He said I wasted his money. What? So you ain't want to drink. He like, damn, too damn much ain't drinking. I got to finish the bottle by myself. Stop wasting my money, man. That's insane, bro. There's no fucking way. Pre-pause. Why do you think a bunch of dudes need ED pills, no exercise, and alcohol/drugs? That's your warning.
No Diddy, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
No Diddy, you know?
But your habits, your lack of nutrients, your lack of hydration, lack of vitamins and minerals, micronutrients, all contribute to that. Drinking alcohol all the time and having a drug habit aligns you with low quality people and relationships versus aligning with people through fitness. That's a bar. Oh, rats, how late am I?
How dare you?
Rats, I'm late.
How dare you?
Jenny's late.
How dare you?
I thought black people was late, but white people late.
How dare you?
Not drug dealers and killers, because you know I'm right, Lizzie. It's more than just going to church and cussing. Ultimately, it's how you treat people. Some of the worst people are the ones in church. Trust me. That's all facts. Not cussing. Christians are the most annoying hypocrites out there. Yeah, Brown Baldy, that was crazy. That Jack is wild. Is he okay? That's crazy. Only losers want to drink all the time. At too damn much, he considers that alcohol abuse. It was a bottle of Azul, I would be mad too. Even in your 30s and 40s, you should not need ED pills. It's crazy. Definitely crazy. Even Paul at one point compared faith to athleticism. Bars. Fast food causes ED. Absolutely. Jenny came on Black People Time. Let me find out you black. You just light skinned. Hold up.
Nope.
Nah, Jenny's white.
Nope.
Jenny's very much white. It's like, no. Cancel him. All right, we got one more video before we get out of here, man. We're going to see these girls' reactions when they're asked about guys lifting benching 225 pounds.
What's up? If her man can't bench 225, is that really her man?
You're not my man.
Hell no, that's my girl. Fuck you talking about.
Absolutely.
I thought they like weak dad bods.
Absolutely not.
No.
But he bench 405, okay? Double it.
If you can't bench 225, ladies out there, you need to raise your standards up.
Okay.
I thought women like weak dad bods.
Period. Because y'all can do it.
And man boobs.
The women can do it at this point. Mm-hmm. So the men gonna have to step up their game.
Well, yeah, I feel like 315 is the new 225, you know what I mean? Yeah, like it used to be, but now inflation, everybody's gotta bench like 315.
It's like if you can't bench 225, you can't really pick her up, you know what I'm saying? But
I'm gonna say no, let's see, make him do it. Oh my
God. Up, up, up.
Hey. That bench form was awful.
Nah, that's her girlfriend, man.
That's her girlfriend.
She lesbian, don't even know it.
Hey, yo, that's a bar. If your man can't lift 225, then you're a lesbian. That's crazy.
So if he ain't here hitting it, he in the wrong place.
He ain't hitting that.
I'm moving that man out the way. I'm picking up, hey, brother. Excuse me, how you doing, man?
Not my man. Gotta be able to bench double my weight.
He don't want a puppy, so he want a...
Oh, man, if that's the rule, it's cooked for a lot of y'all, man. These 300-pound women, that means you got to lift 600.
Nope.
A big dog.
Hey, man, we don't discriminate around here, bro. Everybody got to start somewhere, bro.
That's a humble and modest response. He looked at me, he winked, he like, man, please.
Hey, you got to put me on the spot, bro.
Hey, man. Dude looks like a swole Timu Travis on there. The vast majority of women ain't benching 225. Hell, I just bench my own body weight 255 for reps. So I guess I'm not a lesbian. No, I think what they were saying was like, if if the guy can't bench 225, he's a woman. So the woman is dating another woman, so she's a lesbian. I don't think they wasn't saying the women need to bench 225. I think that was misunderstood. Just because you can bench 225 don't mean she still won't get cracked by a dusty ninja with money and man boobs. That's some real shit though. I thought the video was funny, but that's a whole another conversation for another day. Chris, you're in trouble being so early. I have to be the playback gang. Oh man.
How dare you?
Trust me, I seen swole ninjas get the pots and pans put to their ass by smaller ninjas with hands. Oh yeah, for sure. Come on now. Excuse me. You know I know. We didn't talk about that on the podcast. Definitely not benching 225. We know you're not benching 225, Lily.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way, boy. Like, nah. A lot of dudes who work out can't get laid regardless if they're an elite power lifter or a DYEL. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, fine. It's crazy out here, man. Another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Good stuff, man. Hey. Go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Where you watching now, subscribe to the page. Less Brunches and More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Hey, if you want to join my fitness community, link is in the description. One-on-one coaching. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. We could get that going. And if you are a fitness enthusiast, a fitness coach, physical therapist, anything adjacent to health and fitness, and you want to get on the podcast, shoot me a DM. I'm working on something here to get some reach and get some more people on here, and we're gonna keep this thing going, man. Definitely appreciate y'all with my my sporadic times on Sundays. Muay Thai Marty finna start talking that shit. Here y'all go, bro. Why you read Jenny comment in that voice? That's how Jenny talks.
How dare you?
It's like, nah, I know you heard Jenny talk. That's how I think she talk. If a man can't bench 225, he might as well go to them pride parades. You're out of here, bro. And Shayna, welcome to the show. We got a new subscriber today, man. Heard only 15% of men can bench 225. That's valid. I wouldn't be surprised. Had to get quiet while cooking. But you're dope. This is a vibe. Appreciate you, Shayna. And, hey, look, man, like I said, we will be live again Wednesday, hopefully 8:30 p.m., somewhere around that time. But you know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Appreciate y'all. I love y'all. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.